VOA Learning English, this is the Agriculture Report. As the world population grows, there is a need for more food, including seafood. The World Bank predicts that by 2030, 70% of the demand for fish will come from Asian countries. The World Resources Institute recently studied world fish production. The group says fish production needs to more than double by the middle of the century to meet that demand. It says the world's oceans, lakes, and rivers are fished to their limit. And it says more fish must be produced in aquaculture projects or fish farms. One such farm is operating in the California community of Imperial. Imperial is 26 kilometers north of the border with Mexico. Craig Elliott is part owner of Imperial Catfish.
We're probably the largest catfish farm this side of the Mississippi, probably the largest catfish farm in California.
Mr. Elliott says that his business ships thousands of kilograms of fish every week to Asian grocery stores. Many people who go to those stores want to buy live fish.
In fact, we can't really produce enough fish for the demand.
As the demand for seafood increases, so does the number of fish farms. Mike Vellings launched AquaSpark, a company that invests money in agriculture business.
It's a relatively young industry, but it grows about 9% a year, and we expect that to keep a growth rate going in the next couple of decades.
Mr. Velling says China produces more fish on farms than any other country. He says there are very few fish farms in the United States.
The U.S. relies heavily on wild caught and on imports, and only 1% of the world's farming today is done in the U.S.
Craig Elliott says it is not easy to operate a profitable aquaculture business.
You put a fish in at this big, and it's going to be, 18 months to 2 years before they're 2 to 3 pounds. And so you have all that big outlay, and you have no return for a long, long time. And some people make it, most of them don't.
There are also environmental concerns. Nathan Weaver is an environmental activist. He says uneaten fish meal and waste products from farmed fish can be harmful to other creatures.
Many of the species of fish we like to eat are large predatory fish. They're things like tuna or salmon that are already two or three levels up the food chain. So in order to farm these large carnivores, you have to actually feed them smaller fish. And the concern is that in order to keep a tuna farm going or a salmon farm going, you would end up having to basically catch all of the little fish in the ocean.
But the World Resources Institute says government policies, technology, and private efforts have led to improvements in fish farms. It says one U.S. food store chain only sells fish from farms that do not use pesticide products, antibiotic drugs, or added growth hormones. And that's the Agriculture Report. I'm Katie Weaver.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com.